Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 9. King Solomon prayed, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." We live in the information age and misinformation. If you don't have knowledge on a topic, what you want to know is usually just seconds away. A quick internet search and you probably know the 24th president, the name of that weird-looking insect, and 97 recipes for chocolate chip cookies. Knowledge is available to us. The problem is we often don't ask for it, and when we have it, we don't apply it. This problem impacts more than our retirement planning, fantasy football picks, and menu choices. We are not wise in the way we think and live. Too often, wisdom is missing in the way we treat others and honor our God. We know what is right, but we unwisely choose ourselves over others. We lash out in anger. We love things of this world more than God. This kind of unwisdom God calls sin. In wisdom and mercy, God the Father sent Jesus. God's wise plan included Jesus living perfectly in our place. In God's wisdom, Jesus suffered and died for all our sins. In perfect wisdom, Jesus rose to life on the third day in victory over sin and death. God's wisdom resulted in forgiveness for all. Solomon had recently succeeded his father, David, as the king of Israel. As a young man and inexperienced leader, what could God give him that would enable him to serve his people and his God best? Wisdom. And so Solomon asked for a discerning heart. God blessed him with a wise and discerning heart. We don't need to be a king or stuck with a seemingly impossible task to realize one of the many things we really need. We need wisdom in our work, in our relationships, in our witness to others, and in our lives of thanks to God. Pray. Ask God for wisdom, wisdom to serve and love Him in all that you do. And thank God. Thank Him that His wisdom and love led Him to purchase and give you forgiveness through Jesus. Lord, thank you for your love and wisdom, your forgiveness and peace through Jesus. Give me wisdom so that I faithfully serve others and honor you in all I do. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.